You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So my first question is a follow-up. I had a guest on recently that was talking about the toxic pathway of cancers. His name is Raymond Francis. I think his book is Fear Cancer No More, something like that. But we were talking about the home environment, more specifically things like toothpaste. And we got around to talking about carpets. Yeah, like carpets in your home and how toxic they can actually be. And it brought to mind also a book that I read probably a decade ago. And it was one of the first times I had heard about how polluted, you know, our homes are. The indoor environment could be worse than the outdoor environment. And the name of that book, and I don't remember the author's name, but the name of the book is My Sick Home. You could probably Google it, or Our Sick Home, something along those lines. It was one of the first books that really was talking about indoor toxins. So this question is a follow-up to that. One of your guests mentioned that carpets are full of toxins. What toxins, and will steam cleaning them help? So we didn't get into the specific toxins on that show. So I had to go. I just did some my own research here, and it turns out that carpets are full of things called VOCs, volatile organic compounds. VOCs. Volatile simply means the compound can leave solution very easily. It can leave the surface that it's on very easily, get into the air. And, of course, once that happens, once it's in the air as a gas, you breathe it in and it gets, you know, your lungs are good at filtering things. But, unfortunately, if these compounds get into the actual air sacs, that's just an easy entryway right into the bloodstream. So the lungs, on one hand, are really good at filtering certain things, but once these volatile compounds, which they do easily get into those air sacs, once that happens, these compounds do get into your system quite easily, actually. And what's concerning is, you know, there's different groups of VOCs, and probably the most scary group are the ones that end in ENE. When you see a group of chemicals in anything, in this case carpet, and they all end in the letters E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, and E as in Edward, E-N-E. That's bad. Most of them are based on a very known carcinogen called benzene. B-E-N-Z-E-N-E, benzene. And there's different types here. There's styrene, toluene. They're all basically these benzene-type carcinogens, and that's exactly what I found is in carpet. These are compounds that are anti-mold, anti-yeast, antimicrobial in general. They are also they're compounds. You know, benzene is a ring structure in chemistry. It forms a ring. It's organic. Benzene is an organic compound. Forms a ring. And that ring structure actually acts as a good barrier to things. So these benzene-type VOCs also, not only do they prevent molds and stuff from getting on, they can resist staining and that type of stuff, which is why they use them. It got me thinking, gosh, what about, you know, I just saw a commercial recently about stain-free carpet. You know, some big sale going on at some carpet store. It sounds great, but then you got to think, wow, they're probably coating that stuff in these benzene, styrene, you know, those VOCs that end in ENE type things, and they are carcinogens, and they are volatile. They do leave the carpet. They do get in the air. You do breathe them in, and they're direct carcinogens. Not only that, they've been these benzene type VOCs have been known to cause nerve problems, cardiovascular problems, but ultimately they're carcinogens. And you have to be especially careful when it's new carpet. If you ever get new carpet or you move into an apartment with new carpet, you probably do want to steam clean it as much as you can with a mask, maybe even before you maybe move in. really clean it up as best you can. I know in some cases you really can't do much about it, especially if you're renting a place, but wooden floors with wool rugs, much better for you. So, this whole idea, will steam cleaning help? I really couldn't find much there. My thought is it might help a little bit, right? I mean, steam cleaning is, it's going to heat them up. Now, of course, you're heating the carpet up when you steam clean, right? What does that mean? Well, it means some of those volatile organic compounds can be released more. So you have to be careful. You got to make sure you got a good vacuum system with that steam cleaner to really pick up the VOCs so they don't get into the air. You know, that's probably, and you probably do want to use a mask or something when you are steam cleaning carpet, especially brand new carpet. And you don't want to store carpet in your home. Matter of fact, that book that I read about 10 years ago, the guy who wrote it was a one of your original house flippers. You know, that's really big now. 10 years ago, that was just kind of getting going, and he was one of the original guys. And he talked about a lot of these older homes that he was renovating in the Northeast. You know, having an extra bedroom just full of used carpet just rolled up. That's not good. So the carpets do have these VOCs. In particular, the types of VOCs in carpet seem to be the ones that end in the ENE, the benzene, toluene, styrene. These are known carcinogens. Steam cleaning might help, but wear a mask because you're going to heat those chemicals up and release them into the air. So make sure you got a good vacuum steam cleaning system. Okay, next question. Can you please explain why saturated fats may not be so bad after all? I think this comes from another segment I did too. I love having follow-up questions. I've had Dr. Steven Sinatra on, he was a co-author of a book called The Cholesterol Myth. We talked a lot about, the idea, was back in the 80s that saturated fat raised cholesterol levels. And guess what? It does. Saturated fat does raise bad cholesterol, LDL cholesterol. But what we've now learned, though, is there's different types of LDL cholesterol. That's why it's important, in my opinion, to don't just rely on the standard cholesterol test that your doctor may, your yearly exam. That looks at total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and triglycerides. But the problem is there's different types of LDL. There's different types of HDL that you're not teasing out in that basic workup. There's more advanced cholesterol testing. One is called a VAP test, VAP, and there's other ones out there. But what those more advanced tests do is they look at that LDL cholesterol and they tease out what type it is. There's LDL cholesterol that's very dense, very small and dense. That stuff filters through the vessel wall. That's what causes the arterial plaque. There's other types of LDL cholesterol that doesn't do that. It's more buoyant. It's larger. We kind of refer to it as fluffy. That type of larger LDL cholesterol does not get into the vessel very readily and actually gets to the liver where it's processed. So in what we now know, based on some really good research, is that saturated fats, they increase LDL cholesterol, but it's the big fluffy type. It's the more buoyant, large LDL molecule, not the small, dense one. So saturated fat, if you eat a lot of saturated fat and you look at just the standard cholesterol test that your doctor does, yeah, LDL cholesterol starts going up, your doctor gets worried, cut out your saturated fat, you replace it with a bunch of sugar, and things get worse. If you were to actually do an advanced cholesterol test, you would notice that with the saturated fat diet, you're actually increasing the LDL that is more, if I can say, healthier. It's still LDL cholesterol, it still can be oxidized, it still can be a problem, but saturated fat raises that type of LDL cholesterol that's not quite so bad. So a little saturated fat in your diet is okay. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.